everybody else. Welcome to Bhakti Ganga Japa Session. Today we are fortunate to have His Grace Arjun Sakhadas Prabhuji on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, the Adi Khand chapter 2, 150 verse and onwards. So thank you Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Sri Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for your giving your very, very valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic. Now I hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Mataji, for that very warm welcome. And thank you so much, dear devotees, for very kindly assembling here in this mid-morning call. And also, thank you to Preeti Vilasini Mataji for very kindly engaging me once again in the service of all the devotees present here at the Bhakti Sangha. Before we begin, let us chant the Mangalacharan prayers, seek auspiciousness from our spiritual superiors like Srila Prabhupada, and get started in our today's discussion. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakhaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanustute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamene Dinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadhi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Gurave Gaura Chandraya, Radhikaya Tadalaye, Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya, Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha, Anandalila Maya Vigrahaya, Hema Vadivya Chavisundaraya, Tasmai Mahaprema Rasapradaya, Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste, Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste, Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste, Nityananda Maham Naomi, Sarvananda Karamparam, Harinama Pradam Devam, Avadhuta Shiromani. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai, Shri Nityananda Rama Ki Jai. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. So let me just quickly share my screen. So this morning, we are reading from the Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat given to us by Vrindavan Das Thakur, who is not different from Vyasadeva. And we are reading from the Adi Khanda, the second chapter, text 150 onwards. So we would be taking only two verses today. We'd be taking text 150 and text 151. Text 150. Bhakti kari brahmadi devera shunastute yei gopya shravane hai krishne rati mate. Translation. Now please hear with devotion the prayers offered by the demigods headed by Brahmaji, By hearing these prayers, one's mind becomes attached to Sri Krishna. Purport by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. If one hears the most confidential prayers offered to Sri Gaurasundar by the demigods, headed by Lord Brahma, one's attachment for Krishna will certainly increase. Text 151. Jaya Jaya Mahaprabhu Janaka Sabar Jaya Jaya Sankirtana Hetu Avatar. All glories to Sriman Mahaprabhu, the father of the living entities. All glories to the Supreme Lord who was incarnated to inaugurate the Sankirtan movement. Purport. The word Mahaprabhu refers to he who is directly Krishna Chandra and therefore the cause of all causes. He appeared along with his associates in order to deliver the conditioned souls and perform Sankirtan with them. Srila Saraswati Thakur very clearly is emphasizing this point that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming down for one external reason. That is Jaya Jaya Sankirtana Hetu Avatar. He is coming down to incarnate, to inaugurate. He is incarnated to inaugurate the Sankirtan movement. That is the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra congregationally. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. So we find Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one of the most revered acharyas in our Gaudiya Sampradaya, the father of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who has commented and given his purport to the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur very beautifully in his different songs that he has given to this world. It is believed that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has bestowed upon this world 143 songs. 143 songs with a full-time job and having a grahastha background. That's a lot of contribution as far as an acharya is concerned. So in one of those 143 songs that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given us, in one of the songs where he glorifies Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur very beautifully says, he glorifies Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there he mentions, Vrishabhanu Sutanvita Vamatanum Yamunatata Nagara Nandasutam Murali Kalagita Vinodaparam Bhajagodru Makanana Kunjavidhum. What is Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying? He says, Vrishabhanu Sutanvita Vamatanum. So Vrishabhanu, which means Vrishabhanu Maharaj. So Vrishabhanu Suta. Who is Vrishabhanu Suta? Who is the Suta? Suta means child. Who is the child or the daughter of Vrishabhanu Maharaj? It is Srimati Radharani. Vrishabhanu Sutanvita. Anvita. What does this word Anvita mean? We see we use this word Anvita in our Mangalacharan prayers. Every time that we chant the Mangalacharan prayers, we always use this word Anvita. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunath Anvita Raghunath Anvita Raghunath Anvita Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvita Vishakha Anvita Vishakhanvitamscha. So two times in two different sentences, in verses, we find the word Anvita has been used. So what does Anvita mean? Anvita means along with. Along with Rupa, along with Vishaka Sakhi, etc. So here also we find Bhaktivinoda Thakur is using the word Anvita. Vrishabhanu Sutanvita Vamatanum, which means Vrishabhanu Suta Srimati Radharani is standing along with one personality. Who is that personality? That is described in the second line. But before going there, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Vrishabhanu Sutanvita Vamatanum. Srimati Radharani, Vrishabhanu Nandini, Bhanu Nandini is standing along with one personality, but she is standing Vamatanum. She is standing to the left side, to the left side of whom? Yamunatatanagarandasutam. She is standing towards the left of Nandasutam. Again, the word Sutam has been used, which means the son of Nanda Maharaj, that is Shri Krishna. Namami Nandanandanam, Namami Nandanandanam, Namami Nandanandanam, Namami Nandanandanam. We see Srila Rupa Goswami has very beautifully composed Nandanandashtakam, glorifying Shri Krishna, who is Nandanandan, the son, the darling son of Nanda and Yashoda. So here Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Yamunatata Nagara Nandasutam. Srimati Radharani, Vrishabhanu Nandini, is standing to the left of Shri Krishna, who is Nandasutam. And what is Shri Krishna doing? Murali Kala Gita Vinoda Param. Shri Krishna is playing the Murali very sweetly. Shri Krishna is playing his Murali and enchanting the hearts and minds of all the Vrajagopis headed by Srimati Radharani. And we find our Acharyas very beautifully, they describe in detail about Krishna's flute. Because here also we find Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Murali Kala Gita Vinoda Param. Shri Krishna is playing sweet songs on his Murali. So Krishna is such an expert flute player. Krishna just doesn't use one flute. He has multiple flutes for multiple occasions to call multiple people in different parts of Vrindavan that he is in. So our Acharyas very beautifully comment, Krishna has three primary flutes that he plays. The first flute that Krishna plays is called as Venu. We find this mention of Venu is there in Venu Geet, Canto 10, Chapter 21 of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is one of the five important songs of the whole 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So Venu Geet. Venu Geet is so special that it marks the starting of Madhurya Ras, also called as Purvarag. The initial blossoming of Madhurya Ras is called as Purvarag, and Venu Geet is that section of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So we find that here Bhaktivinoda Thakur is mentioning the word Murali. So we are talking about three kinds of flute that Sri Krishna is playing, and the first is Venu. Now the interesting part of Venu is it's a very small flute that Krishna plays. It's not more than 6 inches long, and it has about 6 holes in it. Not more than 6 inches long, and it has about 6 holes, and that is Venu. The second flute that our beloved Shyamasundara Sri Krishna plays is called as Vamshi. Vamshi is a bigger flute. Vamshi is about 15 inches long. So how much was Venu? Venu was about 6 inches, almost triple the size, or 2.5 times the size is Vamshi. Vamshi is about 15 inches long, and it has 9 holes in the body. And the third type of flute that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is mentioning here in this verse is called as Murali. What is the speciality of the Murali flute? Murali is the biggest flute that Krishna plays. It is 18 inches long. So much so that these kinds of flutes are not even found in this world. The flutes that we find in this world is maybe 5 inches, 6 inches, at the most 8 or 10 inches. But Krishna plays flutes that are 18 inches long. And this flute is so long, it is 18 inches. It has 1 hole towards the end and about 6 holes in the body. So Shukadev Goswami is such a beautiful speaker. He just doesn't say that, oh, Krishna plays the flute. But he also gives the intricate details of what flute Krishna is playing, what are the number of holes it has, and at what instance Krishna is playing those flutes. So these are the three primary flutes that Shukadev Goswami mentions. But Srila Prabhupada is such a genius. Prabhupada elaborates on this. Prabhupada says, yes, there are three kinds of flute, Venu, Vamshi, and Murali. But Prabhupada says there are some subcategories of these flutes also. So it doesn't end here. Now Prabhupada takes the flute that is Vamshi and he elaborates on that. Srila Prabhupada, he says, when this Vamshi flute, which is 15 inches long, when this Vamshi flute is little more longer, when this Vamshi flute is little more longer, it is called a Sammohini. But when the Sammohini is little more longer, it is called as Akarshini. And when this Akarshini is little more longer, it is called as Anandini. So dear devotees, now we are talking about three subcategories of the Vamshi flute that Krishna plays. Srila Prabhupada describes that Vamshi is 15 inches long, but when that flute becomes little more longer, it is called as Sammohini. When Sammohini is little more longer, it is called as Akarshini. And when that Akarshini flute of Krishna is little more longer, it is called as Anandini. And this Anandini flute, dear devotees, is the flute that is very dear to the friends of Krishna. When Krishna is doing Gocharan, Brahma Vimohan Lila pastimes, when Krishna has to call out to his friends, Subal, Madhumangal, Stoka Krishna, Kinkini, Vasudam, Dam, Sudam, and so many others. When Krishna has to call out to these friends, Krishna doesn't use any flute, but he uses Anandini, because the Anandini flute is very, very dear to the friends of Krishna. This Anandini flute is made out of pure gold, not gold-plated, not like the gold-plated that we find in this world, but it is made of pure gold. And Srila Prabhupada, who is an eternal Brajvasi, Srila Prabhupada describes that this flute, that is Anandini, is used by Krishna exclusively to call out the friends. So we are discussing the flutes because here Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the third line is saying, Murali Kala Gita Vinoda Param. When Krishna is there with Radharani, Krishna is now using Murali flute. Murali Kala Gita Vinoda Param Bhaja Godruma Kanana Kunja Vidum. Bhaja Godruma. I eternally worship the land of Godrum, which is one of the nine. We have Navadvip, nine islands, and one of those islands is called as Godrum. Godrumadvip. Dvipa means island. Godrumadvip is so special that that is the place where Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur did lifelong bhajan. Of course, he did bhajan even on the banks of Radhakund, because when we do Radhakund Parikrama, if we take a small detour, we will find the house of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which is still present. Just as a side point, we would have heard that Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house is called as Swananda Sukada Kunj. That is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house in Radhakund and even in Godrum. Both the houses are called as Swananda Sukada Kunj. Now, very interesting. Why did Bhaktivinoda Thakur give this name to his house? That is because in the spiritual world, Bhaktivinoda Thakur eternally serves under Ananga Manjari. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is Kamala Manjari, and he eternally serves under Ananga Manjari. And the Kunja, where Ananga Manjari serves the divine couple Radha and Krishna, that Kunja is called as Swananda Sukada Kunj. And because Bhaktivinoda Thakur serves Ananga Manjari in the spiritual world, he also named his house as Swananda Sukada Kunj. So in this world, we find Godrum is that place where Bhaktivinoda Thakur did years and years and years of bhajan. And that is why here also he is saying, Bhaja Godruma Kanana Kunja Vidum. Very interesting as to how this place got the name as Godruma Dweep. We see we are approaching Gaura Purnima, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his Balli Leela, his childhood pastimes, in the land of Navadvip. Nadiya Vihari Gaura Hari. So one of those islands is Godrumadvip. And the Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, again going back to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is such an acharya who has illuminated so much about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his parikars, about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. So in Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions that Markandeya Muni, we see Markandeya Muni's mention is always there whenever long lifespan has to be mentioned. Markandeya Muni had a blessing that he would live for 7 kalpas. In this current generation, we find people are there for maybe 70, 80 or 90 years. But Markandeya Muni had this benediction that he would live for 7 kalpas. And interestingly, it so happened that it was the time of devastation. The waters of devastation were there all around. And here was Markandeya Muni, who had absolutely no place to go because the waters had inundated the whole world. And Markandeya Muni, like a matchbox, was being tossed here and there in the waves, in the waters of devastation, like a matchbox. He was just being tossed from one place to another. And as he was being tossed, he was almost drowning in these waters. And he was thinking to himself, this is not a benediction. This is in fact a curse. No one is here to experience this misery. But look at me. I am the only person who is being tossed in these waters of devastation. And so much so that he became so fatigued that he was almost about to drown in the waters. And out of nowhere, as he was being tossed, Mother Surabhi cow, she saw Markandeya Muni and she pulled out, she dragged Markandeya Muni out from the waters of devastation and gave him shelter. And after drinking the milk of Surabhi cow, Markandeya Muni was rejuvenated. He came back to external consciousness. And when he came back to external consciousness, he looked at Surabhi and asked, which place is this? Throughout the world, I'm seeing every place has been tossed by the waters of devastation. But I see this place is intact. How is it that this place is so glorious that even the waters of devastation are not having any effect? And at that time, Surabhi Kao started speaking about the glories of Navadvip Dham. Surabhi Kao mentioned that this is that glorious place that in spite of all the waters of devastation, in spite of all the destruction, in spite of all the calamities, this place was, is, and will be always intact. The land of Navadvip. Navadvip is that holy, auspicious land which will never be affected by any of those calamities. Why? Because Navadvip is not different from the spiritual world. Just like we say the land of Braj is not different from the Golok Vrindavan of the spiritual world. Similarly, Navadvip Dham is not different from Shvetadvip Navadvip of the spiritual world. And naturally, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advented there, this place will always be intact. And because Surabhi is a cow, which means go. Surabhi cow was sitting under a banyan tree when she rescued Markandeya Muni. And in Sanskrit, Surabhi cow or cow means go, and the banyan tree means Druma. Banyan tree means Druma, and Surabhi cow is go. So that place where Surabhi cow was sitting under a banyan tree to give protection to Markandeya Muni is called as Go Druma Dvip. Go means cow and Druma means banyan tree. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur there very beautifully mentions that Navadvip Dham, Vrindavan Dham are so glorious that they always give shelter to anyone and everyone in spite of the waters of devastation. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is extolling the glories of Go Drumadvip or Navadvip Dham. It's very interesting. It's called as Navadvip. 9 islands. And these 9 islands are like a lotus. We see in a lotus, there are different petals. Similarly, the 8 islands are like the different petals. Ritudvip, Janudvip, Modadrumadvip, Koladvip, Godrumadvip, etc. These are like the different petals. But in the center, the wall in the center of that lotus is nothing but Antardvip. Antardvip is the place where our Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir is situated. So Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir is in the center of Navadvip, which is the center of this whole spiritual world and the material world. So Godrumadvip is the place where Bhaktivinoda Thakur is doing bhajan. And here he mentions Bhaja Godruma Kanana Kunja Vidhum. I eternally worship that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's like the Vidhum, who's like the rising moon from behind the forests of the groves of Godrum. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Chandra. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like that moon, who is like that Vidhum, who is rising from behind the groves of the forest of Godrumadvip. So in this way, we find there are so many verses that our acharyas have given in line with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, glorifying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we see that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming down to this world. The external reason, there are two external reasons. The first external reason is Advaita Acharya called him. The call of Advaita Acharya is an external reason. Iha Bahya, this is external. And similarly, the second external reason is to give holy name, is to inaugurate the Sankirtan movement. This is also an external reason. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes down for two external and two internal reasons. So the external reason is the call of Advaita Acharya. The second external reason is to inaugurate the Sankirtan movement. But the two internal reasons why Gauranga Mahaprabhu is adventing is first, Premarasa niryas korite aswadan ragmarg bhakti loke korite pracharan. The first internal reason why Gauranga Mahaprabhu is appearing is Premarasa niryas korite aswadan. Mahaprabhu is primarily coming down to taste the love of Srimati Radharani. And second, to preach that love, to taste that love and to preach that love. These are the two internal reasons that Gauranga Mahaprabhu is coming down. So here we find in the section of the Chaitanya Bhagavat we are describing, Vrindavan Das Thakur is talking about Sankirtan. He's talking as to how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming down to this world to inaugurate. He's incarnating to inaugurate the Sankirtan movement, which is the second external reason our acharyas very beautifully described. And primarily we find Sankirtan is nothing but the chanting of the holy names. And this Sankirtan movement is as glorious as the Rasa dance that Krishna performed in the Dwapar Yuga. We see in Dwapar, Sri Krishna played his very beautiful flute on the night of Sharadiya Ras Purnima, the first day of Kartik. Sri Krishna played his flute. And the sound of the flute was so enchanting and so attractive that the gopis left everything that they had. They left their family, they left their husbands, they left their house, they left their in-laws. They left everything and just ran towards Krishna because the sweet melody of the flute was enchanting and very attractive. And when the gopis came to Sri Krishna, what did Krishna do? Krishna, initially Krishna told them to go back. But then when the gopis spoke to Krishna, we find in the Ras Panchadaya, then Krishna decided to have the Rasa dance. So the purpose of Krishna playing the flute was to invite and attract them to participate in the Rasa dance. Similarly, dear devotees, the flute playing of Sri Krishna has incarnated as the book distribution of Kali. What is the purpose of flute playing? The purpose of flute playing is to attract everyone. Similarly, the purpose of distributing books is to attract everyone to the Krishna consciousness movement. But Krishna just didn't stop after playing the flute. After playing the flute, there was the most important rasa dance. Similarly, our purpose, our job just doesn't end by distributing books. The purpose of distributing books is to invite them to come and join the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. Just like Krishna played the flute to attract and invite them to the rasa dance. Similarly, the book distribution is meant to attract and invite them for the higher purpose, that is Nam Sankirtan. So the rasa dance of Dwapar has incarnated as the Naam Sankirtan of Kali. The flute of Krishna has incarnated as the Mridanga of Kali. This Mridanga that we play is not different from the flute. It's the same incarnation. And we find in the Gaura Aarti that we sing every day in the evening to glorify Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Again, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We see Bhaktivinoda Thakur's contribution is unparalleled. So many songs we can attribute to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, very beautiful in the Gaura Aarti. He says, Kibo Shankha Bhaje Ganta Bhaje Bhaje Karatala Madhuramre Danga Bhaje Paramarasala Madhura Mridanga Bhaje Paramarasala. How is the Mridanga? It is Madhur. It is very sweet. So just like the flute is enchanting and sweet, and the primary purpose of the flute is to attract the Brajavasis and the Brajagopis for the rasa dance. Similarly, the purpose of the book distribution is to attract jivas to the Naam Sankirtan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is not different from the rasa dance. Just like Krishna during night time performs the rasa dance, similarly Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during night time performs the Sankirtan movement at Shriva's Angan. Just like in the rasa dance, only confidential associates are present. Similarly, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan party that he had at Shriva's Angan, only few associates were present. And we all know this pastime. We have heard this so many times as to how, when an intruder was present, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just stopped dancing. Gauranga Mahaprabhu could not feel that ecstasy because an intruder was present. It was conflicting with his bhav. It was conflicting with his emotions. So just like Radha and Krishna are not different from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, similarly, the rasa dance of Dwapar, or the rasa dance of Radha and Krishna, not just Dwapar, because Radha and Krishna perform rasa dance even till this date. So the rasa dance of Radha and Krishna has incarnated in this world as the Naam Sankirtan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. And we find Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they would go house to house and distribute this jewel of Harinam. Nityananda Prabhu would fall at everyone's feet. He would knock at everyone's door, and when they would open the door, Mahaprabhu, primarily Nityananda Mahaprabhu, would fall at their feet and he would beg them, Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Leha Gaurangera Namre, Jejana Gauranga Bhaje, Sehoy Amar Pranare. Chant the names of Gauranga, think about Gauranga, meditate upon Gauranga, preach the glories of Gauranga. Oh, what will happen if someone does this? Je jana Gauranga bhaje se hoy amara pranare. Nityananda Prabhu is giving a guarantee. Anyone who speaks about Gauranga, anyone who thinks about Gauranga, anyone who preaches about Gauranga, se hoy amara pranare, they become my life and soul. Se hoy nitaira pranare, they become Nityananda Prabhu's life and soul. So this is the primary purpose that the two lords have appeared, who are like the father of the Sankirtan movement. And we find this glories of Hare Krishna Mahamantra is present in so many scriptures. It's not just Chaitanya Bhagavat, or it's not just Chaitanya Charitamrit. In so many Upanishads, in so many Puranas, including the Srimad Bhagavatam, we find there is the mention of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. In the section of Rup Siksha, when Rupa Goswami is going to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just before that section of Rup Siksha, we find Rupa Goswami and his brother Anupam, both of them run away from the work that they were doing for Nawab Hussain Shah. Shripad Sanatan Goswami is still there in the jail. He is later going to bribe the prison, the person who's taking care of the jail. But Srila Rupa Goswami and his brother Anupam have just secretly, they have sneaked out, and now they are about to meet and interact with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But before they can do that, Vallabha Bhatt is speaking to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vallabha Bhatt is having one-on-one conversation with Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And Rupa and his brother Anupam, they see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Vallabha Bhatt from a distance. They don't go close to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. They don't go close to Vallabha Bhatt. But from a distance, they offer Dandavat Pranams. Bhatta mili bare yai dui palaye dure asprishya pamaramoye na chuya more. When Bhatta, that is Vallabha Bhatt, Bhatta mili bare yai, when he was about to meet Rupa Goswami and Anupam, dui palaye dure, both brothers started running in opposite direction. Just imagine, you're going to meet someone and that person is running away in the opposite direction, not wanting to meet you. Dui palaye dure. Both the brothers started running. And when they were running, Srila Rupa Goswami, from a distance, he tells Vallabha Bhatt, Asprishya pamaramoye na chuya more. Oh Vallabha Bhatt, Asprishya, I am untouchable. Pamara, I am very low class. Na chuya more, please don't touch me. Rupa Goswami was not running away in pride, but dear devotees, Rupa Goswami was running away out of extreme humility. Rupa Goswami, who is the fountainhead of our sampradaya, he says, I am aspirishya, I am untouchable, and I am palm or I am low class. Na chuya more, please don't touch me. Very interesting. Why is Srila Rupa Goswami saying this? Because Srila Rupa Goswami thought to himself that after working for Nawab Hussain Shah, who is devoid of Krishna Bhakti, Rupa Goswami thought to himself that he is untouchable and he is very low. Because all this while he was working for someone who is not attached to the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So he runs away from Vallabha Bhatt and says, Asprishya Pamara Mui Nach Huya More. Bhattera Vismay Hoila Prabhura Harshaman. When Vallabha Bhatt saw this, he was amazed. He was astonished. He was thinking to himself, what humility is this? Bhattera Vismay Hoila, but Prabhura Harshaman. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw this, Mahaprabhu was smiling internally. Mahaprabhu, seeing the humility of Rupa Goswami, Mahaprabhu just loved it. And at this point, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Lord is no less, he decides to test Vallabha Bhatt. When both the brothers are running and when Vallabha Bhatt is completely astonished, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decides to test Vallabha Bhatt. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells Vallabha Bhatt, Iho nasparshya iho jatiya tihin vaidika yagnika tumi kuli na praveen. Oh Vallabha Bhatt, don't touch them. Iho nasparshya iho jatiya tihin. Oh, their jat, their caste is very low. Iho nasparshya, don't touch them. Vaidika yagnika tumi kuli na praveen. You're Vaidika, you know all the Vedas. And Yagyika, you do Yagyas. Kulina Praveen, you come from a very high class aristocratic birth. Don't touch them. You're very exalted. You're very pure. Rupa and his brother are not pure. Is this the reality? No. What is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doing? Mahaprabhu is testing. He is testing Vallabha Bhatt because Vallabha Bhatt was an erudite scholar. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was seeing how much Vallabha Bhatt has assimilated. It is one thing to study scriptures, but it is another thing to put that into practice. Vallabha Bhatt no doubt had studied all the scriptures, but now Gauranga Mahaprabhu wanted to test him real time. So he tells them that, oh, they are very low class, don't touch them. You're very high class, you're born in a very aristocratic birth. But when Vallabha Bhatt hears this, Vallabha Bhatt was not just an erudite scholar in the head, but he was also an erudite scholar as far as the heart is concerned. Kaviraj Goswami describes Vallabha Bhatt had actually understood the essence of all the scriptures. And as a reply to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vallabha Bhatt very beautifully says, Ei dui mukhe Krishna naam kari yanartana, ei dui adham nahi hoye sarvottama. He says, my dear Lord, you tell them, you're telling me that they're very adham. My dear Lord, you may be Swayam Bhagavan, you may be the Supreme Lord, but I beg to differ here. Why? Ei dui mukhe Krishna naam kariya nartana, my dear Lord. The holy name is dancing on their tongue. Both these brothers are always engaged in the Sankirtan movement. Krishna naam, Shuddha naam, is dancing on their tongue. Ei dui mukhe Krishna naam kariya nartana, ei dui adham nahi hoye sarvottama, my dear Lord. I beg to differ. These two brothers are not low class, as you said, but hoye sarvottama, they are the best. Why? Because their tongue is always vibrating. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Their tongue is always vibrating with the holy name, my dear Lord. And anyone whose tongue is constantly vibrating with the holy name, anyone who's engaged in the Sankirtan movement, my dear Lord, they are high class. It's not that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't know about it, but Mahaprabhu was testing Vallabha Bhatt as to how much he has understood the essence of the scriptures. And dear devotees, this is the one line essence of all the scriptures. Naam, naam, naam. Aho bataswa pachato gariyan yajivagre vartate namatubhyam. The third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam describes Aho Bata Swapachato Gariyan. Someone can be a Swapacha. Swapacha means a dog eater. That is considered very low, very low class. Someone who is engaged in eating meat or is engaged in meeting a dog in this case. Aho Bata Swapachato Gariyan Yad Jivhagre Vartate Namatubhyam. My dear Lord, even if someone is a dog eater, someone is a swapacha, but if his tongue is chanting your holy names, my dear Lord, he is no longer low class, but he is first class. It's only a matter of time, my dear Lord, that the power of holy name will start acting on him, that he will end up leaving the swapacha business that he is doing. So there in that section of Rup Siksha, this is the start of Rup Siksha. Rupa Goswami is still not met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But in the start of Rup Siksha, Kaviraj Goswami drills on this point from the conversation of Vallabha Bhatt, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami. He drills on this point as to how the essence of all the scriptures is Harinam. The essence of all the scriptures is Sankirtan. Harsha Prabhu Kahena Shuno Swarupa Ramaraya Nama Sankirtana Kalau Parama Upaya. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there in Gambhira with Ramananda Raya and Swarup Damodar Goswami, who are not different from Vishaka Sakhi and Lalita Sakhi respectively. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there in Gambhira in the mood of Radha Bhav, at that time in the Antilila, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very beautifully says, Harshe Prabhu Kahena Shuno Swarupa Ramaraya. Mahaprabhu in bliss, Mahaprabhu was beaming. And in supreme happiness, he calls Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai and expresses his heart as Radha Bhav in the mood of Radharani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is expressing his heart. And what does he say? Nama Sankirtana Kalau Parama Upaya. O Swarup Damodar Goswami, O Ramananda Rai, this Nam Sankirtan is Parama Upaya. It is the ultimate solution for all problems. As Prahlad Maharaj in the 7th canto, he says that material solutions to material problems creates more problems. Rather than solving that problem, when we give material solutions to material problems, it creates a bigger problem. But a devotee is someone who does not give material solutions to material problems, but he gives spiritual solutions. He gives spiritual solutions to material problems. And here, connecting the point of Prahlad Maharaj, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is mentioning that the highest solution, the highest spiritual solution is Nam Sankirtan. Naam Sankirtana Kalau Parama Upaya. This is the highest solution. There is nothing greater than this, and there will be nothing greater than this ever. For the next 427,000 years, there is going to be only one Yuga Dharma. That is Harinam Sankirtan. And this is going to be the only means for getting Krishna Prema. If someone desires to get Krishna Prema in this dark age of Kali, then it is very difficult to get it without being engaged in Nam Sankirtan. Doesn't matter who we are. The Yuga Dharma is meant for everyone. If we are in Kali, then the Yuga Dharma is meant for all of us. We may be engaged in book distribution. We may be engaged in Sri Murti Prem Seva. We may be engaged in Mandira Marjanam. We may be engaged in cleaning the pots. We may be engaged in any devotional activity it may be. But all these different devotional activities, they yield their complete fruit only when it is coupled with Harinam Sankirtan. Srila Jiva Goswami in his commentary, he mentions that all these different limbs of bhakti that are there, all of them, they will give their fruit, no doubt. But they will not give their complete fruit if it is not coupled with Harinam Sankirtan. Harinam Sankirtan is the building block. It's the most important block. And when we perform Harinam Sankirtan and then do other activities, corollary activities, then everything makes sense. But if Harinam Sankirtan is put to the side and we are engaged in other devotional activities, we will get some benefit, but we will not get the ultimate benefit. The ultimate reason for which Gauranga Mahaprabhu has appeared, we will not get that benefit. We see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates were always engaged in Nam Sankirtan. Primarily, we find in the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat, Sankirtan is always Nam Sankirtan. Of course, Sankirtan is also book distribution, but in the context of Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find Sankirtan is Nam Sankirtan. So without congregationally perform Harinam Sankirtan, one can hardly expect to get the desired fruit, that is Krishna Prema, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come down to give. And we find time and again as to how our acharyas, they give so many incentives for us to deepen our faith in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Srila Rupa Goswami, very beautifully Rupa Goswami says as to how Harinam can maintain anyone and everyone. And Rupa Goswami gives this example. He says that there is a black ant that is sitting on a black rock in a black well on a black night. So there is a black ant on a black rock in a black well on a black night. And this ant is so small, practically not even seen to the naked eye. But Sri Krishna not just sees that black ant, but also maintains and nourishes that ant. That black ant, which is sitting on a black rock in a black well on a black night, which is not seen to anyone, Sri Krishna not just sees that black ant, but also maintains and nourishes that ant. Now the question arises, is the ant doing any bhajan? No. Is the ant involved, engaged in Nam Sankirtan? No. So without even doing any bhajan, Krishna is maintaining and nourishing that black ant. Srila Rupa Goswami now puts forth the question. He says, will Krishna not maintain us if we perform Nam Sankirtan? The ant is not even doing anything and Krishna is still maintaining. What more can be said? If someone is engaged wholeheartedly in performing Nam Sankirtan, in chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Krishna will definitely maintain. It is his duty to maintain. It is our duty to chant his names, but it is his duty to maintain us. So it's only a question of Shraddha. It's only a question of faith. By performing Nam Sankirtan, Krishna will definitely maintain. Shraddha Shabde Vishwas Kahe Sudrida Nishchaye Krishna Bhakti Koile Sarva Karma Krita Hoy. Shraddha, our acharyas describe, Shraddha means Shraddha Shabde Vishwas Kahe Sudrida Nishchaye. Having firm determination. Shraddha means having firm determination. What is that firm determination? Krishna Bhakti Koile Sarva Karma Krita Hoy. Just by performing Krishna Bhakti, the highest form of Krishna Bhakti is Nam Sankirtan. Because we see, of the 64 limbs, it's down to 5 limbs. And of the 5 limbs, the highest is Nam Sankirtan. So the highest of the 64 limbs is Harinam Sankirtan, which means the highest form of Krishna Bhakti is Nam Sankirtan Yajna. Krishna Bhakti koile sarva karma krita hoy. Just by performing the Yuga Dharma Harinam Sankirtan. Nam Japa and Nam Sankirtan. Everything is satisfied. Everything is obtained. Both are required. Nam Sankirtan is also required. Nam Japa is also required. We perform Nam Japa. Shripad Aindra Prabhu would very beautifully would say, we perform Nam Japa so that we can give it out to others. The experiences that we get through Nam Japa, we can give that to others in the form of Nam Sankirtan. And we perform Nam Sankirtan so that we hope to go deeper in the practice of Nam Japa. So both are required. Both go hand in hand. We perform Nam Japa so that the experiences that we get through Nam Japa can be given out in the form of Nam Sankirtan. And we engage in Nam Sankirtan so that we hope to go deeper in the practice of Nam Japa. Not that Nam Sankirtan is highest and Nam Japa is not required. Or not that Nam Japa is the highest and Nam Sankirtan is not required. Both are equally required and both perform their unique function of helping the Jiva go deeper in the practice of Krishna Bhakti. So just bringing back this point as to how Srila Rupa Goswami mentions that chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, being engaged in the Sankirtan movement of the Supreme Lord, one can be fully maintained and one can be fully nourished. And there is a very beautiful story that is very famous in Maharashtra. You see, in Maharashtra, there is this famous place called as Pandharpur, which is prominent for Vitthal Rukmini. And this is also a place we find Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during his yatra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he passed through this place of Pandharpur. So in Pandharpur, there's this famous story as to how a king had a barber in his kingdom. You see, the kings are so luxurious that they don't go out to do their daily activities. They have people who come and do their activities for them. So there was a barber who was there in the kingdom of this king. And he would make the hair, he would cut the hair for the king. And once it so happened that this barber was not to be seen. And the time was ticking. The king was very time conscious. So the time was ticking. And the king was getting very agitated. And he was getting very furious. And he saw around that the barber was not present. So after some time, some onlookers who were there standing outside, they came and told the king that, "Oh king, the barber whom you're waiting for, he is engaged in chanting the holy names outside. There were some devotees who were chanting and he is sitting and chanting with them, with kartals and mridangas. He is chanting with them, which means he's doing Sankirtan. And when we asked him, he said, oh, the king can wait. Nam Sankirtan cannot wait, but the king can wait. Go and tell the king that I will come later." So these onlookers, they narrated the whole instance to the king. And when the king got to know, he was fuming in anger. He was furious because for him, every second was important. So the king, he stormed out of the palace to go and take a bath. Because you see, the traditional times, they would take bath in the pond or the well. So he went to take a bath. And mysteriously, when he reached the lake where he was about to take a bath, the barber was standing there. The barber was waiting for the king. And the king was surprised. He said, "Wait a minute. I thought you were there outside. You were performing Sankirtan. That's what the onlookers told me. And here you are, you're standing completely ready, waiting for me." And the barber said, "Sankirtan? No way. All this while I was waiting for you. In fact, I have been waiting here for almost an hour. But oh king, it's not that I am late, but it has so happened that today you have come late. I was on time, my dear king." And the king was very happy to see that this barber was present. So this barber, very nicely, he decorated the hair and he set the hair and he cut the hair. But the moment the barber touched the head of this king had 440 volt jhatka. He was horripilating. He was trembling. He was shivering. He was thinking to himself, what has happened? I have come here to cut my hair and take a bath, but one touch of this barber and I'm horripilating. I'm shivering. What is this? Romancha kampa shrutaranga bhajo vande guru shre charanaravindam. Romancha kampa shrutaranga bhajo vande guru shre charanaravindam. Hair standing on end, tears flowing from his eyes, skin going pale, teeth chattering, body shivering completely. And mind you, he has just gone for a haircut. Just by one touch of that barber, he was horripilating. And finally, after that haircut was done, this king came back. And throughout the day, he was simply thinking, what just happened? I went for a haircut, but what just happened? This barber has been cutting my hair every day for the last so many years, but I have never experienced this. When was the last time we went for a haircut and we started crying? When was the last time we went for a haircut and we were horripilating or our hair was standing on end? Doesn't happen. So after some time, when this king was thinking about what had happened in the morning, this barber again, he came inside the kingdom and he fell at the feet of the king and he said, oh king, Kshamasvamam, please forgive me. The king said, oh, what happened? This barber said, please forgive me. I was engaged outside with some devotees in Nam Sankirtan and I just lost track of time. I completely forgot that I had to come and make your hair. And the king said, what are you talking about? You were there. You were standing near the lake as usual. In fact, I was late. My dear barber, please don't take my blame upon your head. It is my fault. I came late today. The barber said, no, I didn't come. In fact, I was there outside. I was engaged in Nam Sankirtan. I was engaged in the Sankirtan Yajna. And finally, when the king narrated what had happened, they put the two things together. And they understood that the Supreme Lord himself had come in the form of the barber. He had come in the form of barber to make sure that this barber who naturally every day who cuts the hair, his job is not affected. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Yoga Kshemam Vahamayam, I give you what you lack. I maintain you. I nourish you. And here the barber was so engaged in Harinam Sankirtan that he lost track of time. And here was the Supreme Lord himself coming to maintain this dear devotee. And dear devotees, it's not that this personality was very luxurious or he was very rich or very coming from a very affluent background. He was a simple barber. But Krishna is so kind. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind. Mahaprabhu doesn't see the externals. Mahaprabhu just sees the heart. As Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj says, Krishna smells the fragrance of our heart. Krishna doesn't see what we are giving. Krishna sees only one thing. Is there heart behind what we are giving? The patrams and the pushpams and the phalams and the toyams that we are giving, it attracts Krishna's heart, no doubt. But if there is no heart involved, if we are not giving our heart along with the patrams, if we are not giving our heart along with the pushpams and the toyams and the phalams, then Krishna may accept it, but Krishna doesn't get bound by that love. Manye dhana bijana rupa tapashru tojas teja prabhava bala paurusha buddhi yoga nara dhanani bhavanti parasya pumsam bhaktya tutoshna bhagavan gajayuta paya. Our wealth, our strength, our name, fame, recognition, prestige, our effulgence, our money, none of these things attract Krishna. Because Krishna or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have these things in much better and much larger quantity than what we possess. So we cannot get Krishna's attention. We cannot get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's attention. by our externals. But as Prahlad Maharaj says, there is only one thing that Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is looking out for. Along with the Sankirtan that we do, there should be one important ingredient. Just like when we cook, we may cook a very luxurious feast, but if there is no salt in it, nothing tastes palatable. Similarly, we may do different angas, we may do Nam Sankirtan, but if there is no heart involved, Krishna doesn't get attracted. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not get attracted. Bhaktya tutoshna bhagavan gajayutapaya. Prahlad Maharaj gives the example of Gajendra. What did Gajendra have? Nothing. His own family went behind. There was no one to protect him. But Sri Krishna still came. That day, in fact, our acharyas described that day Krishna flew faster than Garuda because Gajendra was calling. Madhrik prapanna pashupasha vimokshanaya muktaya bhuri karunaya namolaya. When Gajendra started calling, Sri Krishna flew faster than Garuda. So Krishna is only looking for the heart. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is only looking for the heart. If we perform Nam Sankirtan with the heart, then Krishna gets attracted. That is the most important ingredient, to add the heart. Harinam is the essence. Sankirtan Yajna is the essence of all the scriptures. We find even in the pastime of Ajamil, after the whole confusion took place as to whether the Vishnudutas will take Ajamil or will the Yamadutas will take Ajamil. After all that confusion happened, Yamaraj, he set a meeting with all his Yamadutas. There was a meeting that he set up. And in that meeting, Shukadev Goswami says that Yamaraj, he gave 3 points so that the confusion should not happen once again, because we do not want more and more Ajamil and pastimes in the future. We do not want more and more confusions. So Yamaraj, he set a 3-point formula that if these 3 things are there, oh Yamadutas, you should not go and touch them. So there was a problem, that the problem was addressed by Yamaraj, who's a Mahajan. Now, what are the 3 things that Yamaraj told the Yamadutas after the Ajamil pastime? Jivhana Vakti Bhagavad Gunanamadheyam Chetas Janasmarati Tacharanaravinda Krishnaya no namati yat shiraye kadapi tannana yadvyamasato krituveshno kretyan. The first and the foremost thing that Yamaraj tells the Yamadutas after the Ajamil pastime, he says, Jivhana Vakti Bhagavat Gunanamadheyam. That personality who does not engage his tongue, Jivha, in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, bring those special souls to me. Give them a red carpet entry. Give them a VIP entry and bring those souls to me. Those souls who have a tongue but are not engaged in chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, bring them to me. Jivhana Vakti Bhagavad Guna Namadheyam. Second, Chetas Chana Smarati Tacharanaravindam. And with their mind, if they have not thought about the lotus feet of Shishi Radha Shamasundar, Shishi Krishna Balaram, Shishi Gaura Nitai, if they have not even thought about the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord even once, give such people also a red carpet. Bring them here, a VIP entry. So what was the first one? Jivhana Vakti Bhagavad Guna Namadeyam. Someone who has not chanted the holy name, Yamaraj says, oh Yamadutas, bring them to me. Second, with the mind, those people who have not thought about Radha Shyam Sundar, about the Supreme Lord, bring them to me. And third, Krishnaya no namati yat shiraye kadape. And someone who has not offered dandavat pranams even once, someone who has not used his head to offer dandavats to Krishna, bring such Mahapurush, bring such VIPs to me. So 3 points that Yamaraj tells Yamadutas after the Ajamil pastime. And Shukadev Goswami comments there by saying, if someone has chanted the Hare Krishna Mahamantra even once, or if someone has remembered the lotus feet of Krishna even once, or if someone has offered dandavats to Krishna even once, we are just talking about once, not throughout the life. even once if someone has chanted the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then it is a sure shot guarantee from Yamaraj, from Shukadev Goswami, and from all our acharyas that even if someone has chanted Hare Krishna Mahamantra once, then he is not a candidate to go to Yamaraj. That is the power of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That is the power of Sankirtan Yajna. Just by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Congratulations. We are not candidates to go to Yamaraj, because someone who chants once, Yamaraj himself, he says, they do not go to his abode. They do not go to the abode of Yamaraj. So in this way, we find Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes down to this world for two external and two internal purposes. And one of those external reasons is to inundate this world with the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, is to flood this world with the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That is the Sankirtan Yajna. Sankirtan means Sangha Kirtan. Kirtan comes from the root word Kirti, which means glorification, to glorify the Lord. And Sangha Kirtan means glorifying the Lord in groups. When we just sit together and chant, that is not Sangha Kirtan. But when we sit with many devotees around, with mridangas and kartals and harmoniums, that is Sangha Kirtan. Sangha means group. Like we say Sadhu Sangha. The Sangha, the association of many sadhus. Similarly, Sankirtan, Sangha Kirtan. Performing Kirtan, glorification of the Supreme Lord in groups is called as Sankirtan. And this is the only viable means in this dark age of Kali to get the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Having said this, I very humbly stop here. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Yuga Dharma Harinam Sankirtan Mahayagya ki jai, Brahad Mridanga Transcendental Book Distribution ki jai, Patita Pavan Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samasta Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanavad Pranams, our glories to Prabhupada, our glories to you, Prabhu. Very wonderful class. Do you have time to take a few questions?
Yes, Mataji, we can take maybe one or two questions.
Okay. I only have two questions. Okay, so when you said even once, if somebody takes the name of Sri Hari or chants Hare Krishna Mahamantra, is not the candidate for Yamaraj's abode. Is there any catch in this? Or it is?
There is no catch in this. Absolutely no catch in this. If someone chants,
not with any sincerity, because Krishna aparadhimane, right?
So when we say that the person doesn't go to Yamaraj, we are not saying that the person will get prema bhakti. We are not saying that they will go to Golok Vrindavan. We are not saying that they will get their eternal swarup. To get that, there has to be Shuddhanam. There has to be heart. But if someone chants the holy name once, they may not get Krishna prem. They may not go back to Krishna, but they will get a better human life next, wherever they're going to take a birth. They may get a better life where they will have the association of very high class advanced Vaishnavas. But if we are looking for prema bhakti, then chanting once will not do. We have to chant many, many times in Brahma Muhurta with all our heart and sincerity. But in the case of Ajamil, what Ajamil chanted was Nam Abhas. It was not Shuddhanam. Only when we chant Shuddhanam, we get Krishna Prema. And that is why we find Ajamil did not chant Shuddhanam, but he chanted Nam Abhas, because of which he did not go back home after Godhead. After all that confusion, he went, he did some bhajan, and then finally he got Krishna. So if we are looking for Krishna Prem, then chanting once does not do. But here, chanting once is only for those, it's just to give an incentive that, oh, if you don't want to go to Yamaraj, chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But for practicing devotees, we have to chant them many, many, many times to get the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna.
But then what about when we go for some Sankirtan events, And, you know, there are a lot of people who are drinking, totally intoxicated, meat eaters, doing all kind of abominable things. And then out of being intoxicated, they chant with us, they dance in Kirtan. So are they also the eligible candidate?
Are they also, what was the last line, Mataji?
The eligible candidate for not going to Yamaraj Abode.
So if someone is engaged in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very kind that they may not go to Yamaraj, but they will get a better human form next life. The Supreme Lord is always giving incentives. Of course, the karmic reaction will definitely come back. We are not saying the karmic reaction will not come back. The meat eating, the intoxication that they are engaged in, it will definitely come back. It's like a boomerang. It will come back. But having said that, they will get some good association. They will get some good sadbuddhi in their next life, wherein they can give up their meat eating or intoxication. But also at the same point, as sadhakas, it is extremely important to not hear sankirtan, to not hear, like when we are sitting as audience and we are hearing sankirtan, it's very important to hear sankirtan from those who practice it. If a person is engaged in meat eating intoxication or even tea, coffee or onion, garlic, or was always wanting time or wanting attention of the opposite gender, hearing kirtan from them will not do any good. Ayendra Prabhu would always hammer this point. Ayendra Prabhu would make a very brilliant point. He would quote Hari Bhakti Vilas. So I'm just quoting Ayendra Prabhu as it is. He would say that if we are hearing naam from someone who is very lusty, it's only a matter of time that the lust in his heart will get wirelessly transferred to our heart. If we are hearing naam from someone who is materially, who has a lot of material desires in his heart, it's only a matter of time that all his material desires will come in our heart too. So when we hear naam, it is of paramount importance we hear it from those who are very advanced. Those who are very advanced, who are practicing, who are on a very high level of sadhana, as much as possible, we hear naam from them. So as far as sadhakas is concerned, that is the thing that we have to be looking for. But back to your question, if someone is chanting once and is engaged in meat eating, the karmic reaction will definitely come back. But at the same time, in his next life, he will get some sadbuddhi, he will get some good association, wherein he can, it's like a launch pad. He will start performing his Krishna Bhakti, wherein he can eventually give up his meat eating and his intoxication and other illicit activities.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you. So much reassuring for a person like me. Thank you.
Hare
Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you very much for enlightening class for us. Today, it was a really, really amazing class. I like that class, and you talk about why the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the birth, and you just mention about a reason, internal and external. And then you talk about the Markandeya Muni's story with Surbhi Gao, how she, Surbhi Gao, protects the Markandeya Muni. It's very, very nice. And I like that thing also, whatever you talk, the story about the barber, the Bhakta Sena Nai. So it was a very, very nice story. So Krishna, he always, whoever they engage themselves in his Sankirtan, he always take care of his devotees like that. So I like that much too much. And you also talk about the whoever they don't take the name, Hari name on their tongue. It is not good, because by Ajami story, you talk about three reasons. The Yamduto, when Ajamil was on the death body, the that time the Yam Duto came, so the Vishnu Duto, they stopped him because he just called the Narayan his son. So, but here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says that who does not engage their tongue for chanting Harinam, so it is not good. So everybody is supposed to, and over there also the Yamraja told to his associates that who doesn't engage their tongue for chanting Harinam, just bring them. And whose mind is not think about the Krishna, Radha and Krishna, also bring them. And the third reason you say, who does not dandavat to Supreme Lord. And yesterday also Kirtida Sundari Mataji talked about the pranam to the Lord, do obeisances to all the Lord like that. Even the temple is closed. You should do the bow down your head like that. So it is very nice thing you talk about. It was a very wonderful class.
So thank you so much, Mataji, for very nicely summarizing the whole class. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. If anybody has...
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Prabhuji, I had one question, or actually two. As you have described it, the internal reason for Mahaprabhu's appearance was to give Radha Bhava or Manjari Bhava, to be more specific, to all. So how to reach that, what Mahaprabhu has came to be? Is it just that the Harinam Sankirtan and preaching and following the limbs of bhakti sufficient enough to give that, or something else is also required? Because more specifically, I would like to point out, you know, like there are some Radhakund Babajis and they are following the method of Siddha Pranali and Ashtakaliya Smaran, and they are accusing ISKCON that, you know, they don't have this. So by that, we can say that, you know, ISKCON's method is complete. So what is the correct explanation to this?
Someone came to Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. This is often a question that people point fingers at ISKCON. So one time one person came to Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. And as Prabhuji mentioned, the Babajis that we find in Radhakund, they have something called as the Siddha Pranali Mantra. Siddha means perfection. So they have a mantra which is believed when chanted will reveal one's spiritual form. So one time one person came to Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj and said, Babaji Maharaj, can you give me Siddha Pranali Mantra? And in reply to that, Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj said, Siddha Pranali? In Kali, the only Siddha Pranali Mantra is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is our only Siddha Pranali Mantra. Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Chakur, Bhakti Vinod Chakur, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, and all the disciples of Prabhupada are engaged in giving Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has stressed only on this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This is our Siddha Pranali Mantra. We are followers of Rupa and Raghunath. We are followers of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. And Rupa and Raghunath Das Goswami, they do not ask us to chant any Siddha Pranali Mantra. And as Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj says, Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the Siddha Pranali Mantra. So we follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We follow Prabhupada. Prabhupada did not chant Siddha Pranali Mantra. But can we say, oh, Prabhupada did not get Krishna? Of course he got Krishna. In fact, he is Krishna's eternal associate, Senapati Bhakta. Prabhupada not even once ever spoke about Siddha Pranali Mantra. If it was important, Prabhupada would have said it. But Prabhupada always stressed on chanting with the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Krite tad dhyayate vishnum tretayam yajator makair dvapare paricharyayam kalau tad harikirtana yad apnauti tad apnauti kalau sankirtakesha. Whatever was achieved in Satyuga by going to the forest and doing meditation, whatever was achieved in Treta Yuga by doing yagya sacrifice, whatever was achieved in Dwapar Yuga by performing deity worship, the same can be achieved. In fact, much more can be achieved simply by the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Kalau tad harikirtana. Yad apnoti, tad apnoti. Kalau sankirta keshava. Whatever was achieved in the previous yugas can still be achieved in this age simply by chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So in one line, will Hare Krishna Mahamantra, is Hare Krishna Mahamantra good enough to give what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came down to give, that is Manjari Bhava, as you said? Of course, no doubt. Harer Naam, Harer Naam, Harer Naam Aiva Kevalam. Three times. Now, we may sometimes chant this as parrot, but if we just think to use the same word again and again, this is redundancy. And a good poet never repeats the words. If someone is repeating the words, it only means he's not a good poet. But Kaviraj Goswami is keeping all the poetry to the side and he's reiterating it three times. Gauranga Mahaprabhu is chanting it three times. Harer Naam, Harer Naam, Harer Naam, Aiva Kevalam. It is the only thing. Kalau Nasti, Kalau Nasti, Kalau Nasti, Eva Gatiranyata. There is no way in Kali. There is no way in Kali and there will be no way in Kali except Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Iti Shodashakam Nam Nam, Kali Kalmasha Nashanam, Nata Paratara Upaya Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate. These 16 names that we chant of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Iti Shodashakam Nam Nam. These 16 names, Kali Kalmasha Nashanam. It can destroy all evils of Kali Yuga. Nata Paratara Upaya. There is no other Upaya. There is no other solution. Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate. After seeing in all the scriptures, our Acharyas are giving their purport. There is no other thing that we have found out. It's only the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. It's only the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And it will only be the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. For the next 427,000 years, there is no other Siddha Pranali mantra apart from the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So we are Gaudiya's followers of Rupa and Raghunath Goswami, followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, followers of Srila Prabhupada, and our only Siddha Pranali is Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So I hope that answers your question, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hari Bol, thank you for the explanation, Prabhuji. But here I just have a little doubt in my mind. If you can clear that, I'll be very grateful. If this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is just sufficient enough for everything, then, you know, why the Acharyas took this method of Siddha Pranali and why they recommend it so in their scriptures, as we see in Jai Dharma and Harinam Chintamani of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and in fact Chaitanya Charitamrita also, it, you know, many times Siddha Pranali or, you know, getting the Siddha there from Guru is being referred. So how to understand that?
These mantras are such, first and foremost, to chant these mantras, there has to be some sufficient purity. There are some rules and regulations. Now, if we introspect our daily activities that we are involved in the 24 hours that we have, how many hours are we actually thinking about Krishna? How many activities are we, in 24 hours, how many hours are we spending for our material activities, Ugra Karma? And how much time are we spending for Krishna? These mantras that are there, and even the mantras of the previous ages, they have some conditions. There are some prerequisites. There are some requirements. And we as Kali Yuga Jivas, the lifestyle that we live in, we do not fall in any of those categories. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, understanding this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come down with the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Mantratas tantratas chidra desha kalartha vastutaha sarvam karoti nischidram anusankirtanam tava. Mantratas tantratas chidra desha kalartha vastutaha. Srimad Bhagavatam describes these different mantras that you mentioned. These mantras, mantratas tantratas chidra desha kalartha vastutaha. There is some requirement of desha. It can only be chanted at this place. Kala, it can only be chanted at this time. Desha kalartha vastutaha, but sarvam karoti nischidram anu sankirtanam tava. But the sankirtan, nam sankirtan of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra that is there, it can be chanted at any place, at any time, by any person of having any qualification. Ajamil was so low class, the lifestyle that he lived, but still Hare Krishna Mahamantra acted on him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood is such that we are fallen conditioned jivas. Some are located in India, some are located in America. As Prabhupada in his song, Boro Krupa Koile Krishna, when Prabhupada came here to America, we see in that song, Prabhupada calls United States as a very terrible place. Prabhupada openly writes, this is Ugrasthan, this is a very terrible place. So to chant these mantras, the place has to be clean. The place has to be Shuddha. The person chanting has to be pure. The time has to be pure. Like for example, Gayatri mantras that we have. One cannot chant Gayatri mantras at any time of the day. there are some rules and regulations. There are some prerequisites that need to be followed before getting Gayatri Mantra. So these mantras that are there have rules and regulations. But the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra as such, no rules and regulations absolutely. And it gives the same Manjari Bhav. It gives the same benefit. In fact, we are running out of time. But in one of the earlier classes, I remember I had mentioned as to how Dhyan Chandra Goswami, one of our commentators, he actually, hopefully in some other class we can explain this further. But Dhyan Chandra Goswami in his commentary explains as to how the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is an expression of the love that the Manjaris have for Krishna. Now, how that is, we will see sometime later. I have explained this earlier in one of my earlier classes. But Dhyan Chandra Goswami very beautifully splits every word of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and describes as to how this Maha Mantra has Manjari Bhav in it, what Mahaprabhu is coming down to give. So, the followers of Prabhupada, followers of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, who always chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we are Rupa Anugas. And Rupa Goswami in his books may give about the Siddha Pranali Mantra so that we may know that there are different mantras, but not necessarily just because it is there, we have to chant it. There are so many mantras in the Shastras. Siddha Pranali is just one among them. There are so many mantras in the Shastras, but doesn't necessarily mean we have to chant all of them. It only means that our acharyas are giving these different mantras so that we are equipped, so that we understand that there are different mantras, but they are not on par or they are not even near to the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And Gaur Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, who breathed the chanting of the holy name, who is eternally a Manjari associate of Radharani, he is saying that Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the Siddha Pranali Mantra. So there is absolutely no ambiguity. There is absolutely no ambiguity. The spiritual master of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is saying the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is ultimate. So it's only a question of Shraddha. It's only a question of faith. When we take up the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, everything is revealed, including the thing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came down to give. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. I have one question like that because Sankirtan.
Maybe this can be the last one.
Yeah, it is very common. If we don't go all the time for Sankirtan, the outside with all devotees, but doesn't it, we can say like that we do all chanting together, all devotees. Isn't it like a Sankirtan, Prabhuji? Whatever we do every day, chanting.
You mean the japa?
Japa.
So there is a difference between japa and Sankirtan. Japa, yes, is for our japa is for our personal benefit. And Naam Sankirtan is for the benefit of others. Like Jayananda Prabhu, he would sit under the trees and he would read the Krishna book. Why? Because the trees cannot walk anywhere. But because he would sit under the trees and read Krishna book so that the trees will get benedicted and they will get benefited and they can get another human birth in the next life. So japa is one, but Sankirtan is different. The thin line of difference here is when we chant. So chanting japa is also of three types. When we chant japa very softly, japa is always chanted softly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama. Japa is always chanted softly. But when we chant japa as Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, it no longer categorizes as japa, but it becomes Sankirtan. But at the same time, traditionally, according to Mahaprabhu, Sankirtan is always done with mridangas and kartals, because Mahaprabhu also did japa. But Mahaprabhu, when it comes to Sankirtan in Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sankirtan is primarily the kirtan that is done with mridangas and kartals.
Yes.
When it is japa, it is referred as japa. But when it is Naam Sankirtan, it is referred to as the Sankirtan that is done at Shriva's Angan. So we may do group japa, the call that we have, but that is still under the umbrella of japa. Going out on the streets,
Naam Sankirtan. Yes.
Because we see during Prabhupada's time also, the disciples of Prabhupada in the morning 5:15 to 7:15, they would all sit together and they would chant. But Prabhupada never said that, oh, you're all chanting together, which means Sankirtan is over. Prabhupada never said that. They would all sit and do japa, but Prabhupada would encourage them to go out and also perform Nam Sankirtan.
Right.
Prabhupada personally told Tamal Krishna Maharaj that, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he said that, please go out and chant the holy names. Just like Jayananda Prabhu, when he was making the cart, Prabhupada said, Jayananda will drive, but you will steer ahead. You take the Sankirtan movement ahead. Jayananda Prabhu will drive, but you will sit behind and you will take the Sankirtan ahead. So japa, sitting together, even though there are 100 devotees, that is still under the umbrella of japa. But Nam Sankirtan is where there is emotions that are just rising in the form of mridangas and kartals and harmoniums.
Yes.
And the more important detail here is japa, when we chant, we are, whatever purity, so-called purity that we have, with that we are chanting japa. But when it is Nam Sankirtan, there is one leader. There is one leader and he is chanting and he is taking the mood of the Sankirtan ahead. Which means whatever the person who is chanting, if the person leading the Kirtan is a Premi Bhakta, then the prem that he has in his heart will come to our heart. Now this does not happen in japa. We all must sit and chant together. But at the end of the day, there is constantly different people who are chanting.
Right.
But in Sankirtan, there is one person who is sitting, who is a Premi Mahabhagat Vaishnav. And when he chants, the Utkantha, the Prem that he has in his heart, gets transferred to the heart of those who are hearing or engaged in that Kirtan. Prabhupada, when he came to US, what did Prabhupada do at Tompkins Square Park? Prabhupada didn't do japa. Prabhupada did not Sankirtan.
Sankirtan.
Yes, so both are different and both are equally important. Yes. Japa and Sankirtan. One can never say that, oh, I'm doing japa, Sankirtan is not required for me. Or I'm doing Sankirtan, japa is not required. Both are required. Shripad Ayendra Prabhu would say, I'll just mention this and I'll conclude. Shripad Ayendra Prabhu would say, those who perform Sankirtan but do not chant their 16 rounds are simply entertainers.
Mm-hmm.
They are simply musicians. It's like going to a concert. We go to a concert, we hear some nice music. It's entertaining to the ears, but it may not transform the heart. Similarly, if we are hearing Sankirtan from those who are not chanting 16 rounds, who are not doing japa, then it's entertainment for the ears, but heart doesn't get transformed. Yeah. So Sankirtan, the benefit of Sankirtan is we are in the association of a Premi Bhagavat, Mahabhagat Vaishnav, and the prem that they have in their heart gets infused in our heart and we also start jumping and dancing in joy. So both are equally important, japa and Sankirtan.
Yes, that's true. When we do the Sankirtan, it's a different mood totally than japa when we do it. That's true, Prabhuji. It likes a rash dance, whatever you say before. That in the Vrindavan, when the Gopi and Krishna, they do the rash dance, Sankirtan is like that, same thing. So if nobody have anything and you are by your permission, can thank we start the class?
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhu. Prabhu, there is one question in the chat. If you can just type it later or you can just answer it to me personally, that would be great.
Yes, maybe sometime later because I'm kind of running out of time right now.
Yeah, sure, Prabhu. No worries at all.
Okay.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. All glories to you. Very, very enlightening class today.
Thank you, Prabhu.
And we are very grateful to you. We look forward to your association. Mancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhya Ivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, His Grace Arjun Sakhadas Prabhuji ki jai, Hari Bol.
Jai.
Jai.